Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
And we're now joined by, I would say, a friend of the show. It's Peter Pence. He's from Proto Post Wines. And as the esteemed communicator that he is going to be bringing you a new series from VIA. It's titled Erfenis in die Grond. And it's going to be super interesting. And I've been seeing him post all about it. So this is a kind of replacement or a different take on our read of the week. It's a watch of the week. So, Peter, welcome back to The Sound of Your Life. How are you doing?
Well, I was saying it's always great when I can speak to you and the OFM listeners. And I must say, I'm missing the Free State, although I've been there quite a few times this past month for the show. But it's always great chatting to you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and I mean, I've seen a lot of your behind-the-scenes pictures of the show. Let's start really where it matters the most, at the beginning. Tell us, what is Erfenis in die Grond all about?
It's incredible six-part episode series about life beyond the farm gate. It focuses on family farming and generations that have been farming together for several years now. And we take a look at the stories that really matter. It's about the people that makes it happen. What's been, what's happening, and what's forthcoming on the farm and the family's lives. And it's incredible stories of, you know, really exciting things that have happened on the farm, loss and love, and so much, you know, passion that goes into agriculture in South Africa, and especially in family farming.
I mean, when you speak of family farming, you are part of a lineage of farmers. How much of your experience kind of bled into the creation of the program as well?
You know, that was really special as someone that's part of the family farm as well. You know, I could actually relate to so many of the stories and attribute to the conversation about the challenges and all the opportunities that are in family farming. And I think that it was such a big learning school for me as well, learning from other families and seeing how they do it and the incredible stories they've got to tell.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of the incredible stories, you're featuring six multi-generational farms, if I'm correct. Tell us a bit more about them. Just give us a bit of a teaser as to the families. If you're able to, that will be covered in the series.
Yeah, so we've done six incredible episodes, and they far widespread. We've done more than 6,000 kilometers on the road throughout South Africa looking for those stories. And OFM listeners would be delighted to hear the three of those farms are situated in the Free State, Philippoulos, Frieda, as well as Smithfield. But I must say, the Free State, it was just so beautiful traveling in the beautiful Free State and seeing the different landscapes and seeing the different farms and how they operate.
We're nearing the end of our conversation, Peter. What common threads did you notice among the families? You gleaned a lot of sort of lessons. You also touched on some of the challenges that the agri sector is experiencing. Anything stood out to you that was common amongst the families?
I definitely think one thing is passion and hard work and perseverance. Passion, hard work, and perseverance. And despite many challenges that these farmers continue to build on tomorrow and continue to build out, and that gives hope. And hopefully that's something that will really carry through the story and carry through the series, which people can relate to see that these are people that are passionate about what they're doing, and they love what they're doing, and they want to continue building on for the next generation.
Are you hoping for another season of Erfenis in die Grond?
Definitely. We really hope so, and I hope people will enjoy this journey with us as we set off into this quest into South African family farming.
We were chatting to Peter Pence from Proto Post Vineyard regarding Erfenis in die Grond. It's a new show coming up on VIA TV Monday, 8 p.m. sharp.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM.